WTMJ, Milwaukee's top-rated station, took in more than $3 million from political ads. That's almost half of all the money spent in Milwaukee. WTMJ makes no apologies for the windfall, pointing out TV stations are required by law to charge political candidates some of their lowest ad rates. Spokesperson Mary Alice Tierney says her station already provides free airtime to candidates by hosting primetime forums and debates.
WTMJ4 has been very aggressive in that area. That's where we have the ability to execute a responsibility to our viewers and the communities we serve.
But good government advocates say the need to raise so much money for TV ads is what leads to the kind of corruption being alleged in the state capitol fundraising scandal. Mike McCabe heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
In the land of free speech, we've now reached a point where there is nothing free about political speech. You have to be able to raise a truckload of special interest money, or you have to be independently wealthy to run for public office.
The Democracy Campaign is behind a national movement supporting a bill in Congress to give candidates free TV time. The idea is to increase access for minor candidates and reduce the influence of special interests on Democrats and Republicans. McCabe suspects expensive negative TV ads would persist, but he says they'd be balanced by more issues-based free airtime. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.